John Roseboro, last year you hit more home runs than ever before. You hit 18 homers. Do you think you're starting to get the range for the long hit, something that we had expected of you a few seasons ago?
Well, yes, Cliff, I think that as the years go by, I'm steadily getting just a little better and a little better, and I feel that my average, and I'm not so concerned about the home run output, but I like that average to keep on climbing a little bit now.
You say you're not concerned about the home runs. This has become the era of the long ball.
Yeah, but you realize that if you're getting your hits and you're meeting the ball, that the home run always comes when you least expect it. And you figure if you're going to hit close to 300, you're going to get better than your share of home runs anyway.
Last year you had your best since you came up to the majors with the Los Angeles Dodgers. More runs batted in, more homers, more total bases, more doubles, and you caught 125 games, more than ever before. And yet, each year you're getting a little older, and you'll be 29 in May. Now, can you attribute your success last season to anything special, anything new, something that you did different?
Well, hitting-wise, I think that Kenny Myers, one of our coaches down here, worked with me considerably during the winter, and I think that was the biggest thing. When you're hitting, everything else seems to fall in line, but when you're out there pressing and trying to get these hits and they're not coming, you think about it when you're on defense, and it just messes up your whole game.
John, you just used a baseball term. You said you're pressing. How does that manifest itself?
Well, I think that it's just something that it's something that's on your mind, or you can't concentrate on one thing to the degree that you're supposed to. I mean, take for example young Davis, our third baseman. They put him on third base, and he's one of the best hitters on the ball club. And at the time he was on third base, I guess he was hitting around 330 or something, and he started making errors out there. The people got on him, and he was,
says Tommy Davis.
Tommy Davis, yes. He was more concerned with fielding that position and not making errors than he was with hitting, and his hitting slacked off, and just everything just went kaput at the same time. And pressing, you think about too many things at one time.
John Roseboro, you in talking just now about Tommy Davis, about the fans, who of course can be kind of rough, you know. When you're out there on the field, either in the batter's box or when you're catching behind home plate, can you hear the fans?
Well, when you're going bad, you can hear them. When you're going good, you're concentrating on that pitcher out in front of you, and they don't bother you too much. But I haven't had the years where I've been going good, so I've been hearing them a lot. You have to hear them. They got L.A. is right close to the fans are right close to the catcher, and you don't miss too much back there.
How about the new ballpark? How do you feel about that coming into the new Dodger Stadium?
Well, that's going to be kind of nice. They've got about a mile to get out there to get me, and I can't hear that far.
Does it really get to a player? The skin is not that thick.
Some players, the real good ball players, it doesn't bother. But the mediocre ball players, you get. It's just me, take me for instance, anytime somebody says
I won't take you as a mediocre ball player. Yeah. I'll take it perhaps as a sensitive person,
yeah,
but go ahead.
I am. I hear it, and you feel like you want to go up in the stands and straighten a couple of them out, you know, but you know that you can't do that and still play baseball, so you just have to shrug it off. It's kind of hard.
Yes, they can be cruel. John Roseboro, here's a fellow just referred to himself as being mediocre, and yet, John, you're one of the fastest catchers in baseball history, you're one of the fastest runners. Now, would you like to steal bases more often than you do?
Yes, definitely. When I came in the league in 57 or 58, I think the record for catchers is about 15 stolen bases, and I said, well, I want to break that before I leave. But, boy, I've been hitting in 7 and 8 spots, and steadily I've been going down instead of going up, so I have to take more chances and get out of that 7 and 8 spot in order to steal some bases.
Well, you know as well as I do, you know better than I do, because baseball is your business, that there have been catchers who don't bat 7 and catchers who've been batting 4 or 5, so maybe you'll get up there. But, John, you were number one last year in both leagues in stolen bases with 6. As a matter of fact, this is the 4th straight year, I believe, that you were tops in stolen bases. Isn't that right?
Yeah, but that's not too much of a distinction when you say that you only stole 6 bases, because you should luck up and steal 6 bases. That's not too many. I mean, you can go in, a guy will throw the ball bad 6 times a year. I mean, if you try 12 times, possibly 6 times, the throws are going to be bad, and you might luck up and steal 6. But I think anybody should be able to steal 10 or 12 bases, and you don't have to be exceptionally fast to do that.
Well, yet your teammates have stolen, I think, 10, 12, or 14. I'm speaking of exceptionally fast fellows like Maury Wills and Willie Davis. So are you possibly setting your sights too high?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a matter of running. Now, with our club last year, we were more of a defensive club. We didn't have the power that we could get out in front of everybody, so we couldn't run like we really wanted to. But I think if we had a couple of power hitters that give us a couple runs lead, you see Willie Davis, Tommy Davis, and Junior, and Maury would all be above 20 bases a year, stolen.
Junior, of course, is Junior Gilliam.
Yeah, Jim. Mm-hmm. Jim's always up there with his stolen bases. But with the team we had last year, we didn't get too far ahead, and we couldn't take too many chances.
John, I don't know whether you realize it, but first you referred to Gilliam as Junior, then you referred to him as Jim. Now, I was talking with him before and reminded him, since I'm from New York, that when he first came up to the Major Leagues, we called him Junior. And now he prefers that we call him Jim. And I was wondering whether maybe it's that he's reached, I said that he was at his 34th year. And Jim jumped me and said, no, he's only 33. So he dropped the junior. But last year you were chosen for both All-Star games. You were voted the Rawlings Gold Gloves, the number one defensive catcher in the National League. What more than anything else would you like to accomplish during your career in Major League Baseball?
Well, I think I'd like to have a 300 year and possibly better my 25 home run output I had in the minors. I think I'd like to get above that. At least say I hit 25 in the majors and hit 300. I feel that I can do it, and when they get me out, I can't understand it because baseball isn't really that rough. It's just a matter of the batter making mistakes. The pitchers all throw the ball over the plate, so you should be able to hit that thing.
And yet baseball has been described as being a game of inches. Maybe it's just that, a little inch to the left or to the right, a higher or lower.
Well, every time you go up there and you hit the ball and you don't hit it well, you know what you've done. Either you uppercut a little bit or you got a little bit on top of the ball or you took your eye off the ball. But it's the devil to try to get all those things ironed out at one time and have everything perfect. And I hope I don't acquire this knowledge too late.
What do you do in your spare time?
Well, last season I had opened a travel agency in Los Angeles, Gulliver's Travels, and I spent most of my time there. I didn't make any money, but I spent all my time there.
You laid the foundation for making money.
Right, I hope so. I haven't heard a cut last week down here. I haven't got a report on how it's going, but I hope everything's all right out there.
Is there anything you'd rather do than play baseball?
I always wanted to be a football player, and now I look at basketball and I say I sure wished I was a little taller and had bigger hands so I could have played basketball too. I don't know, anything with sports I think I'd like to do. Football was my one love before this baseball came along.
Are you unhappy?
No, I'm perfectly happy. I got a good job. I work 6 months a year and it's not too hard of work, you know, and I could be a lot happier, I'll tell you.
Well, the reason I ask you that, John, is here you are, a major leaguer, and this is class, this is distinction, and yet you said that you had the ambition earlier of being a football player, which indicated a little frustration. That's why I ask about being unhappy. Even now you said, yes, you could be happier. What would make you happier?
Well, I guess success would make you happier in everything that you wanted to.
But you are a successful player, perhaps not to the degree.
Well, I don't consider myself a success till I get up to the point where I have this respectable batting average, and say I'm young enough to lead the catchers in fielding and every other department. And to me, unless I'm tops, I'm not quite a success yet in this baseball.
Well, with the determination that you have and with the natural talent that you have and with the development that you've enjoyed, certainly has been a matter of progression. To you, John Roseborough, I hope you enjoy all this in 1962 and the year is ahead. This is Cliff Evans reporting from Vero Beach, Florida, the spring training camp of the Los Angeles Dodgers.